What is going on?
So what did Travis and Slee have to say?
Well, apparently they expected me to be very upset about them being on the video boards at the at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah.
And they feel, I think it sounded like they were gloating. It sounded like Travis was gloating. That's right, Mace. We're on the video boards and not you.
This is not the right problematic move, guys. That's not
who
the right
is
move.
The biggest member of the Ramily here?
You, Steve Mason.
So let me tell you a little story about being a Rams fan in my world. So Juan has learned over the years to deal, because we've yet to miss a regular season game. Have yet to miss a regular season game. We're at the Coliseum. We're there on Saturday. We won't miss any regular season games. But Juan thinks I take them way too hard. Like, for example, when the Rams lose, it's a crap week for me. It is a crap week until they play again. And if they win, I am like crazy out of control up. So, and I'm the same with the Dodgers. I'm the same with all my teams. And my shrink, Momo, says I've become too attached to outcomes. I'm not enjoying the ride. I've been too attached to outcomes. Have you ever run into this sort of situation?
Oh, yeah. I'm dealing with that this morning. I'm the same way. Like, I had a big story today.
You broke a big story today.
Yeah, big story this morning. I mean, you know, national NBA news, not our, you know, LA news, right?
But, so how does that happen? So you broke a story this morning.
Right.
How did you found out in the middle of the night that Joel Embiid was going to sign an extension, or how does that work?
More like you find out the night before, and then you get confirmation in the morning. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You got to have two sources. You got to have two.
So what time were you awake this morning writing?
4:30 in the freaking morning, Mace. Those are not Momo hours. That is so early.
Yes.
So early for me. And which means I'll probably have to go to sleep before midnight for like the first time in years.
Oh.
Tonight. Yeah. I'll be super tired.
Yeah.
But so I get up really early and do that. And then I say to myself, I'm just going to post the story and go back to bed. And I'm not going to worry about any of the shine. Right. Like if I was in my younger days, I would have been trying to get on TV.
Sure, I want to be on SportsCenter to announce this, to herald this news that I'm breaking.
But then you think, don't I just want to go back to sleep? It's 4:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
Right?
You're past that.
Yeah, right?
You're past that. You're Momo. You are. This is who you are in the world. Look, if they want you, you be scarce. Like, that's how I am with the local TV stations. They always want me to come on and talk about whatever. Or Spectrum One, I went on a couple weeks ago. I try to keep myself scarce. Like, no, probably not this. Yes, probably this. You've got to maintain a scarcity so that people are in the Momo business.
Yeah. Right? Now, all of this is very high-minded and rational and mature.
Yep.
Mature.
Oh, no.
But right? Isn't there just a little party like...
Did you stay awake?
I did for a little bit to wait to see if they would call me.
Oh, no, that sounds desperate. You're sitting there waiting for the phone to ring.
Like, I'm literally in the dark. Like, I'm like sitting there. I was like, well, I better stay awake for like 45 minutes or so to make sure they don't need me. If I reach out, they'll want me. If I don't reach out, that probably means they're being nice and letting me sleep in. But if I go back to sleep, I won't see the message, and then I'll seem like I wasn't available, and yada, yada, yada. So I stayed up for like 45 minutes, and I'm like sitting in the dark at 5-something in the morning. What am
just
I doing
waiting
with my
for the phone to ring. Oh, please.
How
oh,
sad
please call
is that?
Me. Oh, please call me.
No, but I don't want them to, but I want them to. Do you know what I, right? Isn't
right.
that stupid?
Yeah, that is stupid. I'll admit that your Stanford education is
it's
not paying
stupid.
Off in this little dilemma
go to
you're
bed,
in.
Momo. Go back to sleep.
By the way, so did you wind up doing any TV or no?
No, I didn't. I went back. I gave it 45 minutes, and then I just said, you've got to be more mature than this. Go back to sleep. And I did. I was a good girl. And so I went back to sleep till 8:30.
Good for you. Good for you. So I went to Starbucks this morning, as I always do. I go to Starbucks, and I get my reduced-fat turkey bacon and cheddar sandwich.
Yeah.
That's all I get from Starbucks. I don't get coffee. I don't get tea. I don't get anything except that reduced fat turkey bacon cheddar. So there I am. I'm in line at the Starbucks. And you know how it's the drive-thru.
Yeah.
And you pull ahead, and then there's distance between you and the car behind you that's ordering, right?
Yeah.
So this lady, who must have been texting, bumped into me in that line with her car.
Oh.
So.
Describe the bump.
It was, I would say it was a smallish bump. But clearly she was not paying attention, whether she was fiddling with her radio or fiddling with her text messages or whatever. So at that point, I did, and probably I feel badly that I did now because I called attention to her mistake, but I did go back and look at the back of the car to make sure there was no scratch. And there was a small scratch that could have been this woman running into me, but I decided to just let it go. Yeah,
that's
the lady
cool.
seemed very nice. She seemed very apologetic. I'm so sorry, so I let it go. I think if somebody was being a jerk, they could have raised hell about it, but I just, that's not my scene. That's not
I like
my
that.
Jam.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, the truth is, if it was a bigger scratch or a dent, you do something about it. But
oh,
like,
sure.
If you just, you know, if it's just a little cosmetic thing, wear and tear in your car, just make the world a better place. You
exactly. Make the world a better place. Yeah. Be nice. Love and kindness. I'm all about
Isn't
love and
better
kindness.
Isn't it better when you're mature? Isn't it
yeah,
better
sure
when you're
it
mature?
Is. Yeah, at least I'm not waiting by the phone waiting for SportsCenter to call
dark.
At 5 o'clock in the morning in
the
dark.
In the dark.
That's sad. So,
it was sad. Is that, I mean, is that just like a pretty low moment, huh?
Yeah, it is a low moment. It is a low moment. So the NBA schedules are slowly coming out today, Momo. We find out first that Christmas Day will be Brooklyn and the Lakers at
Ooh.
Staples Center. You cannot find a bigger, more anticipated game than that one, and it's going to be under the tree on Christmas morning.
You know what I like about this, too? There's a big thing in the Christmas Day schedule about who gets to be at home with their families.
Sure.
And LeBron has been on the wrong side of that for most of his career because they don't want to make people go to Cleveland, you know, in the Christmas,
for
right?
Christmas, yeah. Cleveland and Christmas in Cleveland.
Yeah. The only and
Lindsay,
the
you know this. How's
won.
How's Christmas in Cleveland?
It's freezing cold.
It's freezing cold, exactly. Exactly.
So, like, he's always – I remember the year they won, and then they had to play the Lakers on Christmas in L.A. the next year.
Yep.
He was just a guy. He was like, come on. We want a title. Like, what the – come on. Like, this is – when you win, you're supposed to be home for Christmas. That's
sure.
part of winning a title. So, when you have one of these games that's a – not a title-winning game. This was the finals that I think people thought they were going to see last year. So neither of these teams won. They had a choice to make the Lakers travel or to make the Nets travel on Christmas. Guess who got that home game?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So are you of the belief, Momo, that it is a two-team race for the NBA title this year?
Yes.
It's either Nets or Lakers.
They'll be favored. Those are the two favorites. But
yeah, Nets are slightly favored over the Lakers right now in Vegas.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sounds right. They should be. They have Kevin Durant and James Harden and Kyrie, and those guys are younger and in their primes. And LeBron's a little older, and Westbrook's a little older. And, you know, I think Brooklyn should be favored. Lakers should be the co-favorites. I think when you go to Vegas, I bet the line will be to induce Laker fans to bet. Right? The Lakers are never a good Vegas bet because they know in Vegas that Lakers.
Vegas, it's almost like they're a home team.
Yeah, it is. It's like betting on the home team. Everybody bets with their heart on the Lakers because they're all come over from LA and they make emotional bets on LA.
Yeah.
So I would always recommend against betting on the Lakers in Vegas because the odds are skewed. But those two teams should be favored. And then I think you have to respect the Bucks. They won last year. You got to give them. You know, they're defending champs.
Of course. They didn't even get a Christmas Day game.
What?
Yeah. Milwaukee, if I'm not mistaken, Milwaukee is not on that Christmas Day schedule.
That's nuts.
Somebody double that for me.
I'm
almost certain they did not get a Christmas Day game. Which would be unusual for the NBA title.
Huge
NBA titleists, yeah.
I think even the Raptors got a Christmas game after they won.
Yeah.
No, the Bucks have one. The Bucks have one.
Do they? They do have one? Okay.
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, Bucks Celtics. Okay, that's a good game.
Kicks off. Atlanta at New York.
Yep.
Bucks at Milwaukee.
Yep.
Warriors at Suns. Nets at Lakers. And the late night game is Mavericks at the Jazz. So they made sure to get some Luka Doncic in there.
Yeah, get some Doncic in there. Yeah, no, late that's a good lineup. That's a good lineup. Christmas Day is such a – it's become such a great tradition that we watch NBA games on Christmas Day.
But I'll tell you what, teams that are not on Christmas – I remember last year I was talking to Joel Embiid, and that was a big deal to him that they did not get a Christmas game. And guess what? They don't have one again this year.
Oh, they don't. Philly has no game.
Yeah, no Philly. I would have put Philly in that game against the Bucks instead of the Celtics. But, go either way on that.
Yeah, go either way. So I guess one of the questions – and by the way, the Lakers opener is going to be October 22nd against the Suns at Staples Center, the defending Western Conference champions.
I like that.
So that's a couple of really juicy matchups. Opening night will be against the Suns at Staples Center. Christmas Day will be against the Brooklyn Nets at Staples Center. But let's dig into this Brooklyn Lakers thing a little bit. So who do you think – has the better of the big threes? So obviously Harden, Kyrie, KD, or Westbrook, LeBron, AD?
I'll take the Lakers big three because they got LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron is kind of the trump card, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I think Kevin Durant and LeBron are the two best players in the league, but LeBron to me is still the best. At this age, even at about to be 37, that's amazing.
It's incredible that he's playing the way he is. Now, I've made this case before on the show that this could be – I think LeBron is past peak now. Do you agree?
Yeah, past peak, but still really good, like much better than players who are past their peak.
Yeah, and still was going to be probably – had he not been hurt, was going to be a top three MVP candidate too.
Yeah. Oh, I think he would have won.
You think he would have won had he kept playing the way he was?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was in the lead. To me, before LeBron got hurt last year, he was winning the MVP. I didn't think it was even close. The Lakers were in first. He was playing great. And then he got hurt. And he just missed way too much time.
So I'm just getting a note here from the next room, as Juan will often text me from the next room. Starting Thursday, Los Angeles County will require people to wear face masks both indoors and outdoors at mega events, including concerts and sporting events, regardless of vaccination status. So that means every Dodger fan must wear a mask. Every Rams fan at the Coliseum Saturday for the Raiders game must wear a mask. Everybody must wear masks at concerts and events in Los Angeles, whether you're indoors or outdoors, and whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. So that is the latest. And, I mean, I won't kid you. I'm bummed about it.
You know what? It's not a big deal. You saw me at the Dodger game. I had my mask on. It was no big
deal. Yeah, you did wear a mask. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
The whole time. Just wear a mask. It's no big deal. Just get a really good one. I like those masks that – you got to get the right mask. Let me tell you, people. You got to get those masks that don't touch your mouth when you talk. That's what's so annoying. That's the really hot one. Get the mask that like is like a beak. And then it doesn't touch your lips and it doesn't make you all hot.
Yeah. Hey, are we going to do Night with Mason and Momo at a local baseball game this week?
I think so. Yeah, I think I'm up for that.
Going to do it Thursday night?
Yeah, let's lock it in. Let's lock it in after the show today.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. So, let's just throw that out there. And by the way, I may be wrong. I'm getting a bunch of tweets about the opening day game. Who is the Lakers opener against?
I don't think it's officially come out, but let me I think somebody had some reporting on that.
I thought it was Phoenix on the 22nd. We'll double check. I want to throw this out there. Who do you think has the best big three? Is it the Lakers or is it the Nets? 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Mesa in Ireland. Momo in for John. 710. 710-
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
ESPN. So thank you for all the tweets. Yeah, the Suns game at Staples Center is October the 22nd, but the actual opener is Golden State, which will be at Staples Center on October the 19th. So two big games to open the season for the Lakers, and then the Christmas Day game is against Brooklyn. Hey, I wanted to mention, Momo, that Saturday night is Rams Raiders, and we are going to be on vacation. So I offered you tickets.
I know.
To go to Rams Raiders on Saturday. Unfortunately,
super nice of you.
Now I'll have to check and see if John Ireland may be back from vacation, because he's allegedly a Raiders fan. Allegedly, he's not a very good one. He's not live or die with the Raiders. He's not ride or die.
He kind of jumped right off the bandwagon.
Yeah, he's not a ride or die guy.
It was late in the game.
Hang on a second. One more time.
It was late in the game.
John Ireland. The burp clip is
an
all-time classic. It's an all-time classic. That's Wendy Williams. That's Wendy Williams. That's different. Ireland did not burp and fart at the same time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I wanted
to... So good.
Oh God, Morales just texted me. Chris Morales texted me. We've got good Travis and Sliwa video promos ready for Saturday night's game at SoFi. Now look, I love the mid-morning spectacular as much as the next guy, right? Totally love Travis. I love Sliwa. I love Ask Slee. I love all that stuff. But I'm expecting Mason and Ireland love when I go to a game. In fact, Here's how insistent I am. First of all, you don't get unless you ask, right? So I'm always asking. But I even get upset when I listen to the game. And here's something that we should try to fix. I wish we could fix this. You know how when you listen to the game on the app, it's usually like 3 or 4 minutes behind?
Yep.
Why does it have to be? Why can't we?
You can't fix that, Mason. That's like the rules that like the league and stuff put in.
But why are the rules that way? Why can't I watch the play at the same
time? I don't know.
Why
do you
got to
question everything?
Because it's a talk show, and we
ask
questions.
I agree with Mace here. The truth is...
Sure, but like the FCC and whoever's rules are the rules. They're just the rules. That's how. It's not that it doesn't work right. It's supposed to be that way.
That long of a delay? I can understand 30 seconds.
Yeah, what if I get I should get a transistor radio. That's the way you should... An old-time transistor radio. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is, like, in this era where we have instant gratification, like, do you remember when we used to have dial-up? Dial-up modem to do your AOL.
Oh, God. Remember that sound? Oh. The dial-up modem sound?
I mean, that is like a relic from the past. If I even have to wait 20 seconds for some video to load, I'm like, next.
Yes. Yes.
Next. It's just, we have zero patience for that kind of thing. So when a game is that far delayed, like, people are just not going to stand for it.
Yeah,
if the game tracker is behind Twitter, not good.
Because especially like for the preseason game, I don't know any of these guys who are playing.
Yeah.
Like I knew Xavier Jones was going to run. I knew Jake Funk was going to run. I knew Raymond Calais was going to run. But I didn't know when they were actually running. And I needed the play-by-play to be able to keep track of what was going on. And I ran it was running like 3-4 minutes behind. 3-4 minutes seems like a lot, Linz.
That's really a long time.
I know FCC and all that stuff.
Is it really that long?
A long time. Yeah, really.
Well, you know
is.
That it's a preseason game. And first of all, if you're not many people are like streaming it and then watching it on TV at the same time. Is that what you're talking about?
Correct. People who are.
Yeah, I was talking about streaming it as I was
streaming it as you were there. Okay. Yeah. Like at the game.
Correct, at the game.
Yeah, anytime you listen or watch, there's always going to be a delay. So, you know.
But not 3 or 4 minutes.
Well, I think that has to do with the technology too. And then like the regular season games aren't even streamed, so
they're not streamed?
Not on the regular apps, I don't believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Transistor radio. That's what you gotta get.
Juan always complains because I've got one ear with the radio on or the app on.
I totally understand that. Like I've been part of the broadcast sometimes. Like I do radio broadcasts on the final schemes. It is a better experience to listen to the radio when you're at the game live. It's just great.
Yeah, you know what I think too? It's there's something about you need to know stuff. Like a lot of times I'll come in on a Monday after a Rams game on a Sunday, and I won't know as much about the game because I was there. Like sometimes being at a game,
agreed.
You get the atmosphere and you get the excitement and you see the major plays and all that stuff, but you don't necessarily see the replays. You don't hear the calls. You don't know exactly why things are stopped down. Sometimes you know less by going to the game. That's why I like to have the radio in my ear at all the time.
Oh yeah. I mean, I sometimes feel really stupid because I'm at the game, I'm covering the game, and everyone at home has got the replay. So like we're just live at the game and we're trying to cover it. And everybody at home saw, Van Gundy was talking about that, or you know, Mark Jackson was saying that on the broadcast, and we don't know because we're sitting at the actual game.
Right.
Yeah, totally missed stuff.
Yeah, totally missed stuff. But I'd still bet. I mean, I enjoy going to games. A lot of people say, oh, you know, NFL games. I don't – like Ireland rarely goes to NFL games, rarely. I mean, if ever goes to NFL games. I love being in that crowd. I love being in that experience. I love the noise. I love the fans. I love yelling, who's us, Rams us? I love all that
stuff.
You're
so that guy.
Yeah, I am completely that guy. I'm cheering guy. I'm come on, guys. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Whose house? I turned around to the people behind me, and I said this last week. I said, so are you in these seats for the next 50 years? And sure enough, they are. That's what happens when you buy a personal seat license. You've got those seats for the next 50 years.
Wow.
And then what's weird is after 50 years, they give you your money back. Not that I'll be alive for this, but they return your money to you at the end of 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah, which is weird, which I've never been able to figure out.
How old will you be in 50 years?
How old will I be in 50 years?
Yeah.
56, 106. I'm long gone. Long gone by 106. I don't want to live to 106. I have no desire to live that long. I want to go peacefully in my sleep when I'm 81. How about
81.
That?
That sounds cool.
81's a good number.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I'll take that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Still probably doing yoga.
Still probably doing yoga, yeah. So Dodgers beat the Pirates last night 2-1. And I think it's time to start talking about Max Muncy for MVP. He's now batting .274, 26 homers, 70 RBIs, .406 on base percentage, and a .964 OPS. By the way, somebody asked me on Twitter last week, why is OPS important? And I think it's more important than batting average. Like it's your slugging percentage plus your on-base average equals your OPS. I think it's the most accurate way to tell how productive a player is actually being. And yesterday on the show, and Jorge, follow me here. Hey, Jorge, what's up?
What's up, Mace? How you doing?
Everything's good. So,
Who's house?
Rams house!
There you go.
So yesterday on the show, we had Andrew Friedman, and that interview got picked up a bunch of places, which was cool. He spent 20 minutes with us, which was awesome. And for Dodger fans wondering about Mookie Betts and Clayton Kershaw, Jorge, do you have this sound? We were going to get this. Ah, not yet. I just got a note. Just not yet. We will get it coming up. But the basic gist of this is that Mookie Betts he has a bone spur in his hip. It's a chronic condition. He's going to have to deal with it for the rest of the year and into the playoffs. He's taken a shot to help mitigate the pain involved in a hip bone spur. And they're going to try to use him. I mean, they're going to try to play him. He is going to be out there. Other guys may be in a situation where they would have gone to surgery and the season would have ended for him. They're going to keep Mookie on the roster and active for the rest of the season and into the postseason as long as he's able to deal with the pain. In the case of Kershaw, he ramped up a little too quickly. He had a setback. They were targeting originally August for him, and now Andrew Friedman says he'd like to get Kershaw two or three starts in September before we get to the postseason. Now, the problem for the Dodgers is, once again, the Giants won last night, so we remain four games behind the Giants in the National League West. And you know what's beginning to wake up in me, Momo?
What's that?
Some legit hate for the Giants. Some legit hate for the Giants. Because after all...
Are you in Farhan Zaidi? Can you get there?
Farhan Zaidi. Yeah. Farhan Zaidi, who left us and went to the Giants.
Yeah.
Gabe
Kapler. Can you get there with it? I think those names work.
For all the talk about the Padres, and the Padres are now sort of drifting a little bit out of the race. It could be the Reds that the Dodgers have a one-game playoff against, but if it comes to that. But the Giants are really the evil and most hated team that we have as Dodger fans. So I think we should start working up our spit and venom for the Giants.
I agree with you. I think that whole Padres – remember this whole year, Dodgers, Padres. The Padres are going for it. The Padres are going to be their rival. Nah.
No, they're not. Yeah. They're hanging on for a wild
not
card.
Not really.
Yeah, just hanging on for a wild card.
Blake Snell has been,
Yu Darvish is injured.
Injured.
Yeah, I mean, all that
stuff.
Tatis
is great. Tatis is really great. Like, you can't say a bad word about Tatis.
No,
but everybody
he's
else,
unbelievable. And as much as I say Max Muncy for MVP, he would be top three on my ballot, even number two. But I would have to vote for Tatis. Tatis is just having an electric season. Came back off
sure
the injured list and hit those two
agreed.
Home runs the other night.
Still leads the National League in home runs. Even though he's had like significant stints on the DL this year.
Yeah, I mean he's probably the guy. He's probably the guy. He's having
probably.
That kind of
although can we really call him MVP when they have really underachieved as a team?
You know, those numbers, the numbers don't lie. They're still in a playoff chase.
Yeah.
They still could get a wild card. I think probably they're there. Now, I'll tell you who should. Walker Buehler should win the Cy Young Award. Walker Buehler has been fantastic this year. Jake DeGrom is hurt now. I would say right now Buehler would be my vote for MVP. And by the way, he's pitching Thursday night.
For Cy Young, you mean?
For Cy Young, exactly. All right, coming up next for you. Momo, it is the Wheel of Questions. You never know what is going to come up on the wheel. Could be a really tough one today. You just never know. Mason in Ireland, 710 ES.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Woo!
Yeah, the Queen of Soul! Momo's in for John today, so you know why I played this song, or why Jorge played this song for us, Momo, is that I went and saw the Aretha Franklin biopic, Respect.
Ooh.
Jennifer Hudson? Jennifer Hudson. And let me tell you something. That woman can just flat out belt. She is unbelievable.
She really is.
The movie is okay, but she is spectacular in it. And I can't imagine anybody else playing Aretha Franklin. That's who Aretha Franklin wanted to play her.
Oh, so, she did? So she had a consult on it?
She had a consult on it. It's Aretha's story, and she chose before she died that Jennifer Hudson would be playing her. But I recommend the movie for Jay Hud's performance. I think they call her Jay Hud.
Jay Hud.
All right. So it's time
not
to
as good
spin
as Momo,
the wheel of questions. Not as good as Momo. Not at all. So, Jorge, do you have the wheel, and is it ready to go? Okay. So, here is the question. It just came up. So, let's say you and a friend have a commitment, but something better comes up on this particular Saturday night.
Okay.
Do you stick with your friend, or do you find an excuse to back your way out of it? How do you handle it? So, in other words...
So, that's a good question. I'm dealing with this right now, right?
Correct. Your best friend and you are supposed to do something on Saturday, but a better offer comes along, a cooler opportunity. Do you stick with it? Do you change? And what excuse do you give?
I think it depends on what my best... Were we just going to dinner or something, or is it just like a standard thing?
Just a standard get-together thing.
I think I back out.
Now, how would you describe... Would you pretend... Would you say something else came up?
Yeah. No, I would tell the truth. I would say, hey, look, this came up. Because if it's my best friend and we're just going to a dinner or something like that, no big deal, and she would understand. They would understand. No big deal.
Yes.
You know, like... You'd lie. So I think it makes it worse. Like on this one, like I have this for the Saturday. Like definitely the Raider game is better than what I was going to do.
Right.
But it's a family birthday party. That's another level of guilt.
Yeah, no, that's another level of guilt. You've got to stick with a family birthday party. I understand that. Lindsay, what about you? You got a standing offer with a friend for Saturday night. Something that you think is cool and better comes along. Do you stick with your friend? Do you back out? And how do you back out?
Well, I would try to see if my friend that I originally had plans with could come. And if not, I would stick with my original plans. Because nothing's worse than when someone just cancels on you.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's it. So in other words, the friend, you don't want to be the friend that flakes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Jorge,
how long a notice, though? I think that matters, too.
It does matter. It's not part
if
of.
If it's like
question,
an hour before, that's not good.
Oh no, an hour before, no. It's got to be. It's got to be at least a couple
friend.
Of days. Yeah, you're not calling at 5 o'clock for a 6 o'clock event and saying I can't make it. Jorge, what about you?
Easiest thing I've ever done. So last Friday I was supposed to meet up with a friend.
Yep.
And then I said, look, man, I got the vaccine on Thursday, and I'm not feeling so well. So let's just skip it for next week. And he was like, oh, totally get it, man. I don't want to, you know, bother. Whatever's cool. Like, we'll just reschedule. And that was the easiest thing. That's the easiest, fastest way to do it. Just, I got the vaccine yesterday. They don't know that.
They do. You just said it on the radio, man. Yeah,
no, but he doesn't listen. Trust me.
He doesn't. Who doesn't listen to this show?
This guy doesn't. He's working at the moment. He can't listen at work. Yeah.
Got it.
So it's all good. It's all good. It'll
so
be the podcast.
Here's my answer. I hate friends.
How many times do you use the vaccine? How many times do you use that vaccine?
Just twice with Tony and then somebody else.
Oh, your name and names.
Name
too.
And names. Sorry, I like Tony. That. So I hate friends. I don't hate. I really get upset when somebody flakes on me. Like, we've got a friend that we will often try to get together with, and we'll make a plan, and then she will always, day of, say, oh, you know, I can't make it. And all I think
are you
in my
saying
is,
you and Juan or you and me? Because I have a friend that's a mutual friend of you. Okay, you and me have a mutual friend who does that too, but I'm not going to name names.
Yeah, do not name names. Do not name names. Okay. This is actually a different friend. It's an old neighbor of ours. But she just she will flake to the point where we don't invite her to do stuff anymore.
Yeah, agreed. That's what you do. You just stop inviting him after they do. Like this friend, this mutual friend of yours and mine, like cancels an hour before we were supposed to go to a concert. What?
I can't even remember this event. You're going to have to tell me at the break.
No. Yeah, I'll tell you at the break.
But tell me at the break.
Like, we're going to go to a really cool thing at the bowl. Like, and then, oh, like that afternoon, you'll get a text. Yeah, not feeling so good. Oh, I can't say this. It's too identifiable.
Right. Don't give it away.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to stop making plans with you.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea. Just stop making plans. I'm like, if you're going to flake on me, forget it.
You know what the best part about this friend flaking, though? Your friend, did they make up these wild stories about why they can't go? Or do they just say, I'm not feeling good or I'm tired? Or I don't
something
feel like...
came up.
Yeah, something came up.
That's a good one. Something came up. Well, screw you. What was up was we were supposed to get together.
Yeah.
That's what was up.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next for you, Momo, this is interesting. There is a quarterback, college football quarterback, who has become a viral hit on TikTok. Oh. Plus, is this the year for USC football? Is this the year that Clay Helton is finally successful in guiding this team to a playoff? I will tell you that coming up next. We'll also take some calls on that, too. Mason Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN. All right, so, Momo, how much time do you spend on TikTok?
Zero.
Zero. You don't ever just scroll through all the weird stuff on TikTok?
I don't even have the app.
I would argue it's a better scroll than Instagram. You scroll Instagram.
Okay, so I have Instagram.
Right?
I scroll Instagram, yeah. It's just one more thing. I haven't gotten into it yet.
Lindsay, do you scroll TikTok?
Yeah, we've talked about this before. I spent a lot of time. I think I'm the one who convinced you to be a TikTok scroller, right?
Yeah, I find really great stuff on TikTok. And I put out my first TikTok video, which was a tour of SoFi Stadium. You can follow me at Venice Mace. It's the same thing for all social media. But here's a kid named Will Levis, who is the starting quarterback at Kentucky. He's a redshirt sophomore. He just won the job. And after he was tapped to be the new quarterback, he did a couple of things. First, he put out a TikTok video of him eating a whole brown, overripe banana. So he takes the banana, and think of it as, you know, one of those brown bananas that you sometimes throw away, and just eating it with the skin on.
Oh.
Just eating the whole thing. He doesn't peel the banana.
Gross.
He doesn't cut the banana. He just gets at it like, you know, a crazy person. And that has now been followed by, let's see, it's been viewed by over a million people. Here he is, and this is another one, same guy. He takes blue Powerade, he puts it over a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios, and then he drinks that. And again, unbelievable number of people watching that video. Now, this is what you talk about with a brand. Now, this kid's going to be a folk hero because he's the guy that will eat anything. That's all it takes to make it on TikTok. You need to do weird stuff. So I am open to suggestions about what it is I could do that would be a viral TikTok video. Lindsay, can you think of anything that would be in my wheelhouse?
No. you just don't really come across as someone who would go viral on TikTok. No offense.
Repost the mace plant. Trust me.
Oh, repost the mace plant.
Repost it. Yeah. For those who haven't seen it, go to your TikTok and they can see you.
It's a very good idea.
I think the people, I don't think you strike me as like somebody who's going to make a daily TikTok that's going to be great.
No,
but you do have a fun personality. And if you good TikToks can also be somebody who just like lets you in their life and you're just following them along. Like it's like they call them vlogs, right? Video logs.
Right, right.
Just every day. You know, some kind of mace constitutional, like just some kind of like brushing your teeth with mace, looking at yourself in the mirror.
Well,
brushing your teeth. That could be kind of fun.
We got a bunch of bananas here. I could match this kid.
Yeah, nobody wants to see you eat a bunch of brown bananas. Again, that's like you have to be. The whole point of TikTok is doing something original. That's why you can't go viral posting an old video. You're not going to go viral doing something that everyone else is doing. Like you got to make up your own thing and be creative.
Yeah.
Okay. If anybody has any ideas, at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E on Twitter is the easiest place. If you've got an idea on what I could do that would be a viral. Because I am a good eater. I'm a good competitive eater. Remember,
I am
the guy that ate a dozen donuts in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think donuts might be your lane.
Donuts might be my trick.
Yeah.
Donuts might be my trick. Last night, by the way, it was cookies. The night before, it was donuts. I'm completely out of control now.
Are you in a binge phase? Are you in a gain phase?
I am in a, you know, you've heard of the mace plant. This is a face plant when it comes to sugar this week.
So paint me a picture. You're watching the Dodger game last night. The kid's having his major league debut. It was like inspiring. Muncie hits a home run. Billy McKinney hits a home run. Kenley comes on in the ninth. He's throwing 94 to 96. Then how do you say his name? Setsugo hits a double, and everybody's like, "Oh boy, here we go!" And then Kenley gets the next two outs.
Yep,
grounded the next first. Two grounded the first.
I think he needs to put one runner on just to make it dramatic.
That's why people don't trust him, though. I'm serious. Every time he goes in there, he's lights out. But there's always like one runner that gets on base that gets you like, "Oh, what's he gonna do this? You know, is he gonna blow it?" Like, there's never just like the super clean inning.
No, you never get that from Kenley. There's always a little drama. Always a little bit, but he got it done. Saved number 24 last night, Kenley, and he threw well. Like we said, you know, on the gun, we talked to Friedman about it yesterday. You know, he's in that 92, 93, 94. Even I saw 97 on
Friday
night.
He hit up to 96. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so he's got his velocity. I think people need to lighten up on Kenley. And you know who else people need to lighten up on, Momo?
Who? Who?
Clay Helton.
Really? Are you back on the Clay train?
I think this is the year. There are so many reasons to be optimistic about USC football this year. And I'll tell you, one of the big things that I haven't heard a lot of people talk about is the Trojan schedule this year. The schedule is very, very favorable. And if you are a Helton hater, or if you're willing to give him one last chance this year, 877-710-ESPN. The USC football schedule this year, somehow they managed to dodge both Washington and Oregon during the regular season, which is huge, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty big. So tell me why you think they're going to be so good.
Well, we've got, first of all, we had an unbelievable recruiting class. Clay Helton, at one point, I think he managed to recruit the number one recruit in the country. And Keaton Slovis he's gotten better and better. And I think they have every reason to be optimistic this year. They open with San Jose State. Let's go through the schedule real quick. San Jose State, entirely winnable game at the Coliseum. Stanford, not very good this year. They get them at the Coliseum September the 11th. Stanford could play spoiler, Momo, but I don't think so this year.
They're the better leader in the year.
At Washington State, home to Oregon State, at Colorado, home to Utah. So they get Utah at home. Okay. Notre Dame, this is the game, October the 23rd. This is the make-or-break game at Notre Dame on October the 23rd. Last time I was there for that game, it was freezing cold. It was windy. The conditions could be rough out there at South Bend. So that's, to me, the circle game. That's the one I worry about. USC home to Arizona, at Arizona State, home to Cal, home to UCLA, and home to BYU. They play 12 games, and they've got seven of them at home. Again,
Arizona State's supposed to be pretty good, though, right?
Arizona State's going to be good. Yeah, Arizona State's, they've got a number of teams now that are in, if you look at the AP Top 25, I actually put more stock in the AP Top 25 than I do in the college football coaches Top 25, don't you?
Yeah.
Just because I think they tend to watch the games. The reporters tend to watch the games. And if you look at the Pac-12 this year, obviously – Alabama's number one again. Alabama, Oklahoma, Clemson, Ohio State. It's basically the same usual suspects. At number 11 is Oregon. At number 15 is USC. At number 20 is UW. At number 24 is Utah. And at number 25 is Arizona State. So five teams in the top 25, according to the Associated Press, from the Pac-12 conference. None in the top 10. But again, Oregon number 11, USC number 14. Number 15, and those teams won't play until a possible Pac-12 championship game. But
here's a big one. Who has a better year, Keaton Slovis or JT Daniels, who's now at Georgia?
That's a great question. That's a great question. JT Daniels had a great season last year for Georgia.
Yeah.
And is the starter this year. Georgia opens up against... who do they open up against? Clemson. They open up against Clemson.
Ooh.
I think Keaton Slovis has a better year. Georgia's going to be really good, but I think they made the right bet on Keaton Slovis. He came in and gave them, obviously, when JT Daniels got hurt, Slovis came on, established himself as the starter. Ultimately, JT Daniels put himself into the portal and wound up at Georgia, where he is now the starter. I think they wound up with the right guy. I believe Keaton Slovis is the right guy. And I think this is going to be a good year for Clay Helton in USC. But a lot of people will disagree with me. You know, I love, for example, they've got Drake London coming back. They got Brew McCoy coming back. Like, he's got really, really good receivers to deal with. They've got a running back in Vevey Malapea, who is a senior. They've got Isaiah Polamalu, who's on defense, who's returning for another season as a senior. There are a lot of reasons to be really optimistic. And I think that people need to back off Clay Helton. I know if they lose a game, everybody's going to come after him. But I think this is the year that USC goes to the college football playoff.
I mean, if they're ever going to, they need to get it. Because it's kind of seeming like the Pac-12 is getting shut out of that. It just they're having a hard time making that college football. They just beat each other up. It tends to be the leading.
Yeah,
the leading
why are we never in the playoff? It's a West Coast bias. I strongly believe it's a West Coast bias. Anybody, and you know, I've been here 30 years. I heard George Sedano, who's been here for like 5 years, said that he's noticed that there is clearly a West Coast bias.
Like, I think it's also an SEC bias too. Like, people just give. When Alabama loses a game, or when Georgia loses a game, Florida, what are the great SEC programs? When they beat each other, so let's say Alabama loses to Auburn, it doesn't hurt them as much as when one of the Pac-12 big names beat each other. It doesn't hurt as much as when USC loses to Washington or Oregon.
Yes.
But, I mean, like, Alabama could lose a game and get back in.
Correct. Alabama can lose a game, and they're still going to be there. Georgia can lose a game. They're still going to be there. In fact, you know, there's been talk. I'm trying to remember. Did a two-loss team ever make the college football playoff?
I don't think so.
Might have.
Could have, yeah.
Might have, based on name, brand, value.
Mm-hmm.
So are you on Clay Island? Momo, what about you? Are you on Clay Island?
I don't want to. I've always liked him. But I don't want to know if I want to be on his island yet. Because for me, getting on an island with somebody, that's a big deal, right?
Because you're on Kenley Island with me.
I'm on Kenley Island. Yeah, we're keeping each other company, so we don't have to talk to coconuts, right? And we're castaways on the Kenley.
Am I alone on Clay Island, or is there anybody
left? For now,
left?
Anybody else want to go?
Anybody else want to be on Clay Island? 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. And I will just stipulate that Clay is the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, I like
him. He is an unbelievably nice guy. So we're talking about his job, all that stuff. But if you're a Trojan fan, is this the year? Could this be the year? 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, this is 710 ESPN.